congregation, grab your hymnal. Find that hymn in the hymnal, hymn number 125. Stand up and sing first, third, and the last verse. Okay, 125. Anybody more faithful than let God hear his children praise. Amen?
Amen.
Sing third verse. Feasting on the riches of his grace, resting neath the sheltering wing, always looking on his smiling face. That is why I shout and sing.
Well, we want to welcome everyone this morning to Calvary Baptist Church of Powder Springs and say that it is good to see each and every one of you this morning. And also thank you for those who are watching this morning, Facebook Live. We appreciate your faithfulness since this pandemic has started. And the Facebook Live is definitely something that we're going to continue as we move forward. Facebook Live has been a tool, an avenue that the Lord has been able to use to reach literally hundreds. And so we praise the Lord for that. So thank you for watching. Thank you for being here. And we're just glad that we're able to come this morning and worship the Lord. We are thankful for this door of opportunity to stand one more time and proclaim the word of the Lord this morning. I do want to mention a few things by way of prayer request. I sent out a call post yesterday, and Miss Betty Berry went home to be with the Lord yesterday afternoon. She fought a good fight. She finished her course, and she is now with the Lord Jesus Christ, and her dear husband, well, what's her husband?
Ford.
It slipped my mind. I know I met Brother Ford several times at the radio station. She's with her husband. She's with the Lord, and what a blessing that is. But please remember the family, Miss Terry, Brother Allen. They are they have an appointment. In fact, right now they are at West Cobb Funeral Home, and they're making arrangements. And so please pray for the arrangement process. As many of you know, it can be taxing upon you for that arrangement process. But please pray for this time. And once we receive those arrangements, we will send out on the call and post, and also post on our church Facebook page. Also, Miss Barbara Anderson, from what I hear, is doing much better. Praise the Lord. and she is at Powder Springs Nursing Home, and received a call from the Teagues yesterday. From what I hear, Miss Christie had made a sign, and they were outside the window, and just being Barbara's cheerleaders. And Miss Barbara, from what I hear and what I gather, her speech is coming back speedily, and so the Lord is touching there. So we praise the Lord for answered prayer in Miss Barbara's behalf. But I encourage all to continue to pray for her. some know the recovery process concerning a stroke can be hit or miss. It can be some healing, and then it can be going backwards in the healing process. But we pray for all health for Miss Barbara in this matter. Let's continue to pray for Brother Harold. He's with us this morning, and he's awaiting his call from the surgery coordinator to call and schedule for his surgery concerning the type of surgery procedure he's having concerning his heart and a filter they're putting in there. And so let's remember Brother Harold. Also, let's not be negligent to remember our children's home. They're with us today, as they have been this month, and we appreciate the Lord's hand of protection being upon them since this pandemic. Since this pandemic, Brother Brian expressed how the Lord made provisions during, and what a blessing that was. But let's not be negligent, church, to forget them in prayer as they need it. Day in and day out, school, staff, homeschool, just know Children's Home, you have our prayers. And again, it's good to see, Miss Joe and Lynn with us this morning. And let's also remember Brother Joe's sister-in-law, Miss Charlotte, who's battling cancer. She needs our prayers. Miss Catherine Plemons' mother, Marge. Randy Ely, his mother, Diane Ely, her brother who has cancer, Shirley Townsend and her cancer in her lungs. Spoke with Miss Marianne Sanvi yesterday, and Brother Ed is doing much, much better. And so we praise the Lord for Brother Ed and his recovering from his stroke. But please remember Miss Marianne's sister Patty up north, I believe New York, possibly. Who has terminal cancer, but they're still doing things, and they still have her on chemo, hoping for the best. And so let's remember this as well. See Miss Nancy Carton come in, and so good to see her with us this morning. And well, we've come this way to worship, and I say that since we're here, let's just use this hour to worship the Lord and see what He might have for us. Last Sunday morning was unexpected to me, how God's people gave testimony and the altars. There was much activity. And so I pray that the Lord will do the same thing again in whatsoever way He seems fit. Heavenly Father, we come in Jesus' name this morning. Lord, we love You, we thank You, we praise You for who You are, for what You do. Lord, no doubt Your church has come to worship You, but at the same time, Lord, they've come to hear from You. And I pray, Lord, that those two things, those two objectives will be met today. I pray as we worship You, we would hear from You. Lord, today we pray for Miss Terry, Brother Allen, and family as they're preparing arrangements for the homegoing service of Miss Betty. We know she's forever healed. God, there will be that empty seat at the table. There will be that missing partner. I pray that You would give Miss Terry the strength she needs for days ahead. Lord, we pray for Miss Barbara, you'll continually touch her, Brother Harold, and all of those that has anything to do with our church family or our church family that has cancer or battling some kind of bodily ailment, some kind of problem. We pray that you would minister unto them. Be their healer. Be their counselor. Lord, be their director, because we know, Lord, that you can do those things. We love you this morning. We thank you and we praise you for what you have done. And we praise you for what you're doing now, even during chaotic times, Lord. We praise you. And Father, we praise you for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. All right. We pray for Lily. She's coming around to sing one, and I believe we have another special this morning.
Stronger for it. Make me blind that I might see. Make me lame that I might praise you from my knees. Let me hunger, let me thirst until your word is all I need. 'Cause when I'm weak, stronger for it. Lord, when the way gets hard and you show me how to follow your footsteps and cast away my doubt. I saw your temptation and how you stood before it. Yeah, I'm tempted too, but I'm stronger for it. Make me blind that I might see. Make me lame that I might praise you from my knees. Let me hunger, let me thirst until your word is all I need. 'Cause when I'm weak, I'm stronger for it. Let me shine over Bethlehem. Let me be the trumpet sounding out your name. Is all I need. 'Cause when I'm weak, I'm stronger for it.
being in the place of helplessness. We don't like being in that place where there's great trial and affliction. But you know, when we're in that place, we are at a place where we can be helped. We're at that place when we are our strongest. And that is when the Lord is in full control, when we are at our weakest. Appreciate that, Lily. Brother David.
His steps leading mine, and to walk with the Master all of the time. So when trials come, death seems so nigh, I'll call on the Master, he'll be there on time. When sickness comes and my body is in pain, all I have to do is call on his name. So why should I worry? Why should I fear? When the very same Jesus, he stays always near. He lives in my heart, and he hears when I cry. I'll call on his name till the storm passes by. Why should I worry? Why should I fear? When the very same Jesus, he stays always near. He lives in my heart, and he hears when I cry. I'll call on his name till the storm passes
by. I have no idea why I keep looking down to see if I'm on every Sunday. The switch goes in the same direction every week. Yeah, it's just one of those one of those habits. What a blessing. What a blessing. The Lord is there during our time of need. Amen, church? Amen. He is the master of the sea. And he hears our cry. We'll be in the book of Mark this morning. Mark chapter number 14. Mark chapter number 14. Mark chapter number 14 for a few moments this morning. And we're going to zero in on one verse. And that is verse number 3. All right. Mark chapter number 14, verse number 3 this morning. I do want to pause for a moment and bow for a word of prayer, and then we're going to read this one verse. Father, we come in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the sweet service thus far. But now, Lord, we're switching gears into the message part. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would guide my tongue and my mind. Help me, Lord, to communicate the thoughts and intents that we've studied and pondered to the hearts of your people, Lord. I pray that as a result of this message, the church would be helped and challenged and changed. We love you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Mark chapter number 14. Notice if you would one verse, and that is verse number 3. Mark 14 and verse number 3. And being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious, and she broke the box and poured it on his head. That's going to be our verse this morning, verse number 3. And by way of introduction, I want to summarize exactly what's taking place here. Much of you that study the Bible know that Jesus was approaching his last week of life, called the Passion Week. He was getting ready to make his way toward the cross. And so he was invited in for supper. And the host, his name was Simon the leper, had that entitlement. And being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper. And so he was invited in to this supper with Simon, but also there were some other friends that were there at this supper, some dear friends. John's Gospel, chapter number 3, or chapter number 12, in verse 3, says that Lazarus and Mary and Martha were also at this supper. And so we have this farewell supper, this one, another last supper, really, is what it is. Just a great time together of these special, special, special friends. I want to call your attention in this verse to this alabaster box that was broken. There's an alabaster box in this verse for a reason. And this alabaster box, it was broken. Notice again, the Bible says, and being in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment, of spikenard, very precious. And she brake the box and poured it on his head. I want to, this morning, talk about that box, that alabaster box. In fact, I want to preach for a few moments on this particular subject, a broken alabaster box. A broken alabaster box. I believe this broken alabaster box is here for a particular reason in this verse. In fact, if you'll go back and look, and many of you probably already have noticed that in all four Gospels, there is an account of an alabaster box being broken, or at least an anointing upon Jesus from a woman. And the three accounts connect it to the time right before Jesus goes in into his last week, the Passion Week. Another account in the book of Luke, chapter number 7, gives the account of that alabaster box belonging to a sinful woman. But these three accounts pretty much point the finger at either Mary, Lazarus' sister, Mary Magdalene, the other. But more specifically, this morning, we have Mary. And we have this alabaster box, and it was broken. And the question I want to ask this morning is, why was it broken? What is it? And was it worth breaking? So for a few moments this morning, I just want to mention some things that surround this broken alabaster box. And I pray that it'll be a help to you and to myself as we, by the help of the Holy Spirit, apply it to our lives as we listen to the message. Number one, I want us to notice the details. The details. There are some details when it comes to an alabaster box. Now, the scriptures itself in this particular verse doesn't give much of great detail other than saying that there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment, of spikenard, very precious. But if you go back and look, and more specifically in Bible days, in those the times which Jesus was in, then you'll find that an alabaster box, and really it carries the meaning even to now, that basically an alabaster box was a perfume vase. It was a perfume vase. It was a perfume vase, really, of any kind of material. Now, my wife found this, and I want to go ahead and use this for an example because it's here. So thank you, love. This would be a kind of alabaster box. Those in the Facebook world, a kind of alabaster box. This is, of course, it would be sealed, of course, and on the inside was a very costly substance, an ointment. The Bible says spikenard, a perfume. And so we have Mary, and she is getting ready to present this to Jesus, this alabaster box. And so I'm just going to sit this right here. Now, when it comes to the details, this alabaster box, it means a perfume vase of any material. Now, the Bible goes on and says, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious. The ointment of spikenard, the meaning of that is the nard. There is a nard plant. There's a nard plant in the East Indies, and the perfume is obtained from the roots. And the smell is a sweet, woodsy smell. You could probably find this kind of perfume in the beard aisle when it comes to the beard oil for men. It's a sweet, woodsy smell. But it's called, it's the nard plant. And it's found in the east of the Indies. And it's a perfume that is obtained from the roots. It has a sweet, woodsy smell. But not only is it used for a perfume, but this spikenard is used to prepare bodies, especially back in Bible days. But it also has medicine uses. And for all of you women who use natural oils and things, this can also be used today as a natural home remedy. And so we see that this alabaster box, it was a vase and it had perfume on the inside. It had spikenard, or it had this substance that could be used as perfume or ointment, preparing of bodies. It had the usage of medicine as well. And also the Bible says, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, and then it says, very precious. Now, as I did a little studying on how exactly they received this back in Bible days, and even days currently, it would be imported. And so to get something that was imported or internationally, it would take a long time to get there. And so the cost would be very, very high. And so needless to say, this was very expensive. In fact, down in verse number 5, when the disciples says, for it might have been sold for more than 300 pence. This morning, when it comes to this alabaster box, we just see a few details right off the start. We see that it was a perfume vase of any material. We see that it contained an ointment of spikenard that was used for perfume. It was used to prepare bodies, medicine, and it was very, very expensive. There's a second thing I want you to notice this morning. Not only the details of a broken alabaster box, but I want you to notice the break of the alabaster box. We see the details, but then the break. Notice in verse 3 again. The Bible says, and being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious. And she broke the box and poured it on his head. I call this point the break because the Bible says she broke it. I find it interesting. She spells it B-R-A-K-E as opposed to B-R-E-A-K. But she broke it and she broke the box. The question is, why did she break it? So here was Mary, and she had this very, very expensive alabaster box, this perfume vase with this perfume on the inside of it. And it was spikenard. It was used for all kinds of purposes. And it was very, very expensive. And so on this occasion, before Jesus was going into Passion Week, she broke her alabaster box and she poured it on him. Why? Number one, I believe it showed an act of faith. An act of faith. Look in verse number 8. The Bible says, she hath done what she could. She has come aforehand to anoint my body to the burial. She was showing an act of faith. Mary was saying, I believe in Jesus Christ the Lord. I know the purpose for which he has come. He is the Messiah. And he has come not to set his kingdom up on this world, in this world, but he has come to die on a cross and to purchase the salvation of sinful man, and to be buried and raised again the third day. And by Mary, by her breaking this alabaster box and pouring it on his head. She was anointing him, you see. Spikenard was used for burying purposes. And so number one, this was an act of faith. Many of the disciples were living in fear at this moment. We preached last Sunday night on Thomas. And no doubt Thomas was devoted at times. But there was also a part where Thomas was doubting. And when the disciples were gathered together in the upper room, in John chapter number 20, they told Thomas, "You just missed Jesus?" He says, "No, I won't believe it. I won't believe it." And we know Jesus showed up, and Thomas believed. But you see, here we see that that she showed an act of faith. She was saying, "I believe." And so while some of the disciples were doubting, and while some of the disciples were fleeing, here this woman was. She was explaining, or she was displaying her act of faith upon the Lord Jesus by breaking this alabaster box. It was a show of devotion and worship. Not only we see the break, why did she break the box and pour the perfume on his head is because it was an act of faith. Verse 8 again, "She hath done what she could. She has come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying." That was an act of faith. But also, the reason why she broke the box and poured the perfume on his head is because it was an act of worship. Look at verse number 3 again. "And being in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious. And she brake the box and poured it on his head." Not only was it an act of faith, but it was an act of worship. Listen, she could have done something else with what she had. With this alabaster box and the cost of what it was worth on the inside, probably what the vase cost on the outside, she could have sold it and she could have done something else with it. Of course, you've seen how one of the disciples chimed into verse 5 and said, "For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor." And they murmured against her. This alabaster box was very expensive, and it gave a great smell. It was a great perfume, but it was very expensive. And the Bible says that she broke the box. What was important to her, yet She put in the scale comparable to her Lord, and comparable to her Lord. Her Lord was more, vastly more valuable to her than what was in that box. And so therefore, in an act of worship, she broke that alabaster box and she poured it on his head. Now, the word "break" here literally means shatter, or it means to completely crush. Now, my only problem with that is if you had that alabaster box and you completely crush it or break it, how are you going to pour it upon the Lord's head without it getting everywhere? Well, you know, the only way to look at that is to take the scripture as it says and to think and put yourself in that moment. It could have been a very passionate moment. She could have absolutely been caught up in that moment, the Lord Jesus getting ready to go to the cross and everything he did for her in her life. She said, "No, I'm not holding out on God. No, I want everything to be given to him." And so she crushed that box, and with perfume running down her hand, she held it over his head, and it just drizzled all over down his head. Just everywhere, this emotional, passionate moment. I like to look at it that way myself. Some commentators say, well, she just lightly, you know, took the seal off of it and disposed it to the side. And she just nice and easily just break open the top lid, unscrewed the cap, and just neatly poured it over his head. I don't know this morning. But by the way that the scriptures indicate in all four areas, minus the one in Luke chapter number 7, being another woman, it looks as though she totally let all of the perfume out. If she was just merely unscrewing the cap or letting the cap off, however it was in Bible days, I doubt it was a type of screw we have today. Maybe it was a cap, a lid. If it was done that way, she could have held some back. So this morning, I'm going to take the Bible for what the Bible says here, at least in this account of Mark. And Mark says that she break it. She shattered it. She got to a place in her life and her Lord was going to the cross and she was holding back something that she could offer to him in worship that was very precious. It was priceless. It was valuable to her, and she didn't want him to go forward anymore in the Passion Week toward the cross. And so she break it and she held it up with perfume going all down her arms onto the top of her Lord's head. It was an act of worship. My question this morning is to you and I, what do we have in our life that we may be holding back on the Lord? Or what is it in our life that we can offer Jesus as an act of worship? What is it that's valuable to us that we keep hanging on to? Abraham offered Isaac, and we see Mary offered this alabaster box. Some may be here this morning and say that I have a struggle that I'm struggling with, and I just don't know how to defeat it, and I keep trying within my own power to defeat this struggle. Maybe that's your offering this morning to the Lord, to offer to Him that alabaster box of struggle and just give it to Him. And break it there at His feet and allow Him to minister to you. You see, when you really break it down, this alabaster box can be many things. Though the primary meaning has to do with something very precious, something very costly. But at the same time, as we look at this, there are things in our life that are precious, but at the same time aren't necessarily good for us, are they? There can be things in our life that we entertain that are precious to us that aren't necessarily good for us. Paul says, all things are lawful unto me, but not all things are expedient unto me. Hebrews says, chapter number 12, and verse 1, for us to lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run the race with patience. This morning, there's the break of the box. What is it this morning in your life that God wants you to break? What is it? And so we see that this alabaster box, the breaking of the alabaster box, it was an act of worship, but then it was an act of faith. I want to mention something else. Not only that, but we see the aroma of this alabaster box. Turn to John chapter number 12, if you would. John 12. I had it right the first time. The aroma. In John chapter number 12, same account, just different perspective. This is from John. Notice, if you would, in verse number 3. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped His feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. There is the aroma of the breaking of the alabaster box. And so not only we have the box, we have the breaking of the box, and now there's an aroma that came from the box. The Bible says that it filled the house. Keep in mind, this is a good fragrance. This is a nice fragrance. And so the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. And I want you to notice that while the perfume, the ointment, was kept locked within the alabaster box, no one could benefit from its beautiful smell. But when it was broken, everyone in the house benefited. Before it was broken, it was kept to itself. It was locked up. But when it was broken, everyone benefited. I want to say there's always a beautiful aroma when a person surrenders to God. When a person surrenders to Jesus for salvation, there's always a beautiful aroma that lingers, that is projected from their lives. When there's a person who is already saved, but maybe they've strayed and they come back, there's always rejoicing in the house of God. There is a beautiful aroma when people surrender to God. Last week, all the perfume that was poured from your alabaster boxes filled this house with praise. You remember? Many people got up and were sharing praise. What was that? That was an aroma given from your own life, your own testimony. It was given from your alabaster box, from your heart. And it filled that aroma, that praise and worship filled this atmosphere. And then we had a song of invitation. And some of our young people were coming down. And listen, there were tears last week. And that was a great thing. That helped my heart tremendously. And what I want to say is there is an aroma. There is a wonderful fragrance unto our Lord when a alabaster box, when a heart is broken for the Lord. Someone surrenders to Jesus. Someone whose heart is made right. Someone who comes back who was away from God. There is a wonderful aroma. We're talking about this morning an alabaster box. We mentioned the details. We mentioned the break, the aroma. But I want to mention one more thing and we'll be through. What about the memory? The memory. Back in Mark 14 for just a moment. The memory. In Mark 14, I want you to notice in verse number 9. Jesus says, "Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her." Because of this act of faith and worship, of the breaking of this alabaster box before her Lord and the anointing upon his head, and the spirit in which she did this being genuine and real and wholehearted, she said that it's going to be memorialized. Everyone's going to hear about it. She gave up her precious ointment, but she was forever recognized by the Lord. She was memorialized by this sacrifice, by this surrender, by this breaking of the alabaster box, by giving what was precious to her, she gave to the Lord. And because of that, her name was going to be remembered. You know, I kind of read something similar in Ecclesiastes chapter number 7 in verse number 1. A good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than the day of one's birth. How about that? A good name is better than precious ointment. Mary somehow, I feel, at least she knew that, or she has grown to know that. She could care less about that ointment. Listen, she used that valuable substance she had in a very spiritual way. She didn't keep it for herself. She didn't sell it for worldly gain. But that what she had, she broke it and she anointed the Lord. Meaning it was showing her faith, but she did it in an act of worship. And because of that, her name was memorialized. Listen, when you choose to surrender your life to Jesus, He can do much more for you and your name than you and I could ever do. At best, we are human and we are failures. But when we give our life and our hearts to Jesus, He can take us further, way further than we can go within ourselves. And the Bible says that a good name is better than precious ointment. They want to come around with a song of invitation. This morning, what about it? The alabaster box. We talked about the details. We talked about the break. Maybe someone this morning needs to come and just break before the Lord and pour out what's on the inside. Maybe someone watching this morning, where you're at, your living room, your home, maybe you in your own privacy just needs to just break in the Lord's hand and pour out before Him. You see, when a person just breaks before the Lord and pours out before Him, there is an aroma. It's aroma in His nostrils. He's pleased with that, but it's also an aroma to all those around. Everyone else will benefit from that. Then there's the memory. This lady was memorialized because of this act. And the Bible tells us that a good name is better than precious ointment. The Lord can do a whole lot in a little and a small amount of time in our life if we will give our life to Him. Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, this morning for the service. We thank You for the Word this morning. We feel that we've shared what You placed on our heart, and I pray that You would use it now to the hearts that need it the most. And we'll praise You for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. If you need to come and pray, now's the time.